Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Police Lieutenant Paul Hazy joins us on today's program to talk about his third consecutive year of running in Relay Iowa, which is celebrating 10 years, and the organization he supported, Iowa Concerns of Police Survivors. Well, Paul, I've had the chance to talk to you the last couple of years about an event and an organization that's close to your heart. You participated once again in Relay Iowa for the Concerns of Police Survivors group here in Iowa. First of all, let our listeners know what Relay Iowa is and why your group and organization has participated these last couple of years.
Yeah, thanks, Andrew. Relay Iowa has been an event that has been going on for 10 years. This is the 10th anniversary event. And Relay Iowa is essentially the world's longest relay run. It started in Sioux City on Friday morning, and we finished in Dubuque on Sunday morning. It took our team about 53 hours to run across the 339 miles across the state of Iowa.
How is that divided up among your group?
We had 9 police officers this year running for the Iowa COPS team. The COPS team is the Concerns of Police Survivors, is what COPS stands for. And what Iowa COPS is an organization that really comes in and takes care of a family, takes care of those survivors when an officer is killed in the line of duty. Over the last few years here in Iowa, we've had some high-profile ones of officers that were killed in the line of duty, Sergeant Bimineo from Des Moines, Martin from Urbandale PD when they were killed in the ambush, the other two officers that were killed in the traffic accident up in Des Moines a couple years ago. And what Iowa COPS does, it comes into those communities, into those departments, into those families of the officer that was killed, and they really help out that family. They help with funeral arrangements, they help with mental health, and just really support for that family, for that family of that officer that was killed in the line of duty.
Well, in the last couple of years, you have participated for John Van Haften, of course, the Pella officer who died now 39 years ago. But this year, as I understand, you had a special connection to another officer who had fallen, and you ran in his honor.
This year, I ran in honor of Sergeant Eric Stein from the Keokuk County Sheriff's Department. And choosing who to run for is always a real challenge. There's so many great officers that paid that ultimate sacrifice here in Iowa. In Iowa alone, we've had several over the last few years and several over the last 100 years that have really paid that ultimate sacrifice. So just in an effort to recognize some of these other families and some of these other officers that have paid that sacrifice, running for John Van Haften has been a real honor over the last 2 years, and I still run in honor of him every year. It just brings back that memory again. And I never got to know John. John was killed a year before I was born, but I have gotten to know his family and his widow and his kids, and it is just a really neat connection with that family. And choosing to run for Sergeant Stein this year, again, it's just a way to honor his life and honor that sacrifice that he made for his community and his dedication to law enforcement.
And so as you think about this event and you think about the group that you're representing, the Concerns of Police Survivors, as a listener hears this and you're running in honor of fallen officers or whatever it might be, what are the ways that they can help those families? Because we hope we never have to have that call here in Pella or anywhere here in Iowa again. But unfortunately, it's likely to happen just based on how things have gone. How can folks help the organization, help those families, and even support the officers that are here every day in Pella?
Iowa COPS is always looking for donations, and one of the biggest needs is always money. And iowacops.org, you can donate on their website, you can follow their information, you can follow their information also on Facebook, the Iowa Concerns of Police Survivors Facebook page. They are very active on that as well. And really, it's just that that financial support. Other times when other things do come up, they will put out a request for some of those as well. But that financial support goes a long way. One of the biggest things is that any time an officer is killed in the line of duty, that following year when that officer is put on the National Law Enforcement Memorial out in Washington, D.C., what Iowa COPS does is we'll take members of that agency and members of that family and fly them out to D.C. and make that a really memorable and meaningful experience for that family and take them out there while there gets their name put on the wall at the memorial.
Last couple of years, in fact, you've had local help, too, a member of the county sheriff's office, if you want to recognize him and his efforts.
Last year, Lieutenant Andrew Schuhart came along from the Marion County Sheriff's Department, joined our team, and he also ran again this year with our team. So it is always a good time to have have somebody from a neighboring agency come along and join you on the run. So it's a really fun event. It's a neat event where we get to honor the officers that were killed in the line of duty. And it's an opportunity for us to raise awareness for Iowa cops and get people to support them as well.
The benefit is not only to the Iowa Cops organization, but also Relay Iowa tries to support multiple organizations throughout the event.
10 years ago when Relay Iowa began, it started out as a fundraiser for Restoring Hope International. And what they've taken that to is that a large amount of the money raised for the event does go to Restoring Hope. But they also have given back, and they give back to Iowa Cops. And just this year, they donated back $1,000 to the Iowa Cops organization from the funds raised from the event this last weekend. So again, it's just a great cause. It's a great organization that does so much for the survivors of when an officer is killed in the line of duty. And it's just a real honor to be able to run as part of their team.
Once again, that was Pella Police Lieutenant Paul Hawsey discussing his participation in the 10th annual Relay Iowa. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella,